Penguin Random House Audio presents Barely Legal by Stuart Woods and Parnell Hall. Read for you by Tony Roberts. 1. Benny Slick's life was flashing before his eyes. It was flashing upside down, because two goons were hanging him by his heels from the window of his 14th floor office. The elderly bookmaker had been hit with financial reversals. A horse running at 200-1 had finished first. A surprising number of people had bet on the nag to win, and in order to pay them off, Benny had been forced to borrow more money than he had any realistic hope of repaying. The result was a visit from the one man in the world you didn't want to see, Mario Payday Capoletti, so named for his habit of walking into the shops of those who owed him money with two thugs and proclaiming, "It's payday," had quite a reputation, and it wasn't good. Those who didn't pay were left with a reminder of why this behavior might not be the wisest course of action. Benny Slick was receiving such a reminder. Mario Payday was puffing on a big cigar. He walked over to the window and blew smoke in Benny's direction. It barely reached him, but the effect was chilling.
"Hi, Benny. Remember me? You should. You took my money, and you failed to pay me back. Not only did you fail to pay me the principal, you failed to pay me the vig. No one fails to pay Mario Payday the interest on a loan. How could you forget that?"
"I didn't forget," Benny cried desperately. Mario's eyes narrowed.